Democrat John Ossoff wants to be the next member of Congress from Georgia's 6th District, but he doesn't live within its boundaries. As WABE's Johnny Kaufman tells us now, that may be a political liability, but it's one that many current members of Congress have overcome to be elected.
On election day in the first round of the race, Ossoff's mailing address got some extra attention. While his opponents visited polling stations, Ossoff took questions like this one on CNN.
Mr. Ossoff, is it true that you cannot vote for yourself?
Well, I grew up in this district. I grew up in this community.
Ossoff says he'll move the 10 minutes into the district once his fiancée graduates from medical school. But in the tight race with Republican Karen Handel, Ossoff's address remains an issue. A spokesperson for Handel's campaign says, quote, not only does John Ossoff not live in the district, but he has proven time and again how out of touch he really is with the 6th. At a polling place in Brookhaven, whether people cared corresponded to their political party.
I think it's ridiculous.
Gary Sams says if he wants to complain about traffic or pollution, he'd like a member of Congress who deals with what he does. At the same time, Sams doesn't seem to care Ossoff lives close by.
I don't know where he lives. I just know he doesn't have the opportunity to vote in this election.
About 5% of U.S. House members don't live in the districts they represent, according to the Washington Post.
Members of the House need to live in the state they represent, but there's no constitutional requirement that you need to live in the district that you represent.
Jessica Levinson is a law professor at Loyola University, Los Angeles. She says the real political issue is typically whether a candidate's identity matches the district. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.